causing dead horses. Can everybody go away? I'm alone. I guess let's talk about how much I hate everyone on the show. Oh, nope, someone's back. JD doing?
Oh, I thought your house was falling apart again.
It's morphin' time!
And now it's time for another superhero time. With your hosts, XV.
Flambe.
Hey, Mickey.
We fill the void with penis.
Paladin.
Needs more.
Ken.
I'm the writer, bitch.
JD Church.
I am JD, destroyer of podcasts.
And Fort Max.
Nora JD.
Showtime.
Okay, it's superhero time. With the normal cast this week, no foreigners, I think. Are any of you foreigners?
That's a blatant lie. None of us are normal.
And there's Fort Max.
I didn't say anything about being normal. I just said foreigners.
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 Damn foreigners.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so anyway. Paladin's back with us from his, you know, suffering last week. He was with his family.
That must have been terrible for them.
How was the family Tim Curry convention, by the way?
Well, nobody punched anyone, so I think everyone got through it okay.
Wait, you started to say something else.
That sounds very erotic. Let's move on.
Think okay, about that then. Later.
Well, we didn't have Paladin to bring us news last week, but thankfully our guest host was able to provide for us. Paladin, do you have anything for us this time?
Well, at the moment it's still a rumor, but we may have the name for next year's Super Sentai series.
Yeah, that's probably not true. So what else do you have?
Okay, just today we had a bunch of listings go up for Power Rangers Megaforce Megablocks.
Oh,
okay. Seems to confirm that Gosei Knight's name is Robo Knight.
Oh. So does that? I mean, so
I'm disappointed he's not called Mega Knight.
Yeah, just
be creative.
Does seem to hammer home the idea that it's not going to be a person.
Maybe he could be like Force Knight.
Too much thought.
That'd be the Korean version.
Yeah, no, in Korea he's Miracle Knight because you know they've already done Ghostager.
Yeah.
So
maybe they can do it again, like they did with Wild Force.
Sure.
Well, except they didn't do Wild Force again.
No, they did Wild Force and they did Gal Ranger. There's a difference.
Yeah. Well, same difference.
Vaguely.
Really.
I'm sure they could apply the same dub over top of it and nobody would know the difference.
Well, except that gets to the problem when you have with
Fort
Master
Max.
Org.
Fort Max.
Stop. How is Master Org a problem? Explain more.
Now if they put over stuff of a Die Ranger dub over his parts.
Did Korea have a Die Ranger dub?
Sadly, no.
Then how would that work?
I just want to know how Korea Goma Emperor the 16th would sound.
Well, probably not much like Gorma the 16th sounded originally.
He'd have a Korean accent, I bet.
I bet he would not be speaking English or Japanese.
He might be speaking English. You never know what silly thing they might do with their dub.
This is true.
He'd speak Esperanto, the universal language.
Esperanto. Yes.
I'm sorry, we were talking about something.
Isn't there some Bluefin news? Oh yeah, we can go there.
Paladin was waiting for his complete silence to start.
Today, their list of U.S. distribution figures for January.
And
first off is Figuarts Ryuki Survive Mode.
Yawn.
Yeah.
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 But they are also bringing over SIC Tajidoru.
That's Woo! Unexpected.
For $80.
That's...
Well, it's the same as what it would be importing from Japan. which is how it works.
Give or take a lot on of shipping, stuff. Depending on what you pick.
Well, Amazon has free shipping, so.
Yeah.
He does have a lot of stuff.
He's
might
big,
be kind of
too.
Big, especially with those wings.
Yeah.
Well. I'm not going to buy
also
one.
The mini
but...
Rising Ultimate Kuga, but nobody f***ing wants that.
It's not so much a matter of not wanting it as it looks awful.
And it's Yusuke.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yes.
I didn't even think about that.
And Yusuke is only worth owning when he has a sword up his ass.
Somebody's doing something noisy.
Not me. I blame Fort Max. Motion carried. Anyway.
There's a couple other things on their list, like Robot Damashi, Epion Gundam, D-Arts, Mega Man, and Wild Tiger, but that's not it for the Toku stuff.
The Epion. Oh.
How much are they wanting for that Mega Man?
60,
I believe it's something like $40. Let me look at the list again.
That wouldn't be
and then
it
got
that.
Canceled. Yeah. Because it comes with Rush and that other little guy.
Oh, right,
so.
Right.
Capcom's not going to let that come out.
It'll be the day before release. Nope.
They've canceled three games already this year, haven't they?
No, what they're going to do is they're not going to cancel the figure. They're going to replace it with the U.S. box art figure instead.
No.
I would still buy that.
I know.
This game where
they are going to release the figure, but you can only get it with a order form from the Rockman Online.
Or they'll make an iOS game where the main character has a feather boa.
So yeah, I was right. $45.
$45. Cool.
Yeah. I'm still surprised Capcom hasn't changed the Resident Evil 6 draft logo yet.
Hmm.
What?
The draft blowjob logo for Resident Evil 6.
I did not notice this.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Well, you know, Mickey is more in tune with things blowjob than the rest of us.
Yeah, I really hadn't been looking for that, so. And now I probably will not unsee it.
But while he's working on that...
Almost done. Just wait 1 second here.
Something about that Mega Man... Something about that D-Arts Mega Man just doesn't
Shazam.
Stay right with me.
Jumanji. Chabadoobie.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
Wow.
Huh. And
yeah.
This is what again?
Resident Evil 6's logo.
Number 6 in Resident Evil 6.
That's supposed to be a number 6?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, it's supposed to be a giraffe getting a blowjob.
Well, no, I mean, I realize this, but they think
it may not
number...
be what it's supposed to be, but that's what it is.
Huh. I mean, I can see the blowjob a lot more easily than I can see a 6 in there.
Yep.
That may just be me, but...
And they're sticking with it.
Well, good on them.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Points for persistence.
Huh. Yeah. That's certainly something you don't see every day. Usually you got to pay a website a lot of money to see something like that.
Also, this person has really nice handwriting for Microsoft Paint.
I don't think that's handwriting. I think it's a font.
No, that's not a font.
It's too uneven.
You know, they
just
make fonts...
a diagonal tool.
They make fonts to look uneven like that.
Your mom's an uneven font.
Oh.
I'd take Comic Sans before I'd hit your mom.
Completely failed uneven font.
There were rape fonts?
No. There were rape sans.
Yeah, look at that number 6 names.
Okay.
Moving on.
Must we? Couldn't we talk about the giraffe blowjob a little more?
I'm sure it'll come up again.
In about 20
and
minutes
again,
or so.
And again.
Did we mention that the, topic stuff. Did we mention that the Red Hawk doesn't come with the wing thing in the U.S. version?
I don't think anybody expected it to.
Kind of makes sense, really.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the same. It's the same.
The U.S. gives no f**ks about a Kiba Ranger.
Well, that, and it's the same deal as, like, the Shinkangers. You know, the Toys R Us release that didn't have the Kuroko with them. Like the original run of the Japanese release did.
Because it's a separate box title.
Well, and they're just not going to include the bonus content anyway. It's not how the distribution works here.
Yeah.
Red Hawk did get our lucky stars to get them in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, Red Hawk did get, like, fully U.S. Packaging with everything translated onto the back.
Yeah.
Which is really weird. I wasn't expecting that.
Especially for something like Red Hawk.
Well, maybe before maybe everyone aired in America.
Maybe yeah, they thought it was more important with that than...
What is a Jetman exactly?
I guess it's because they had to do a separate U.S. box.
Sky Force officer.
Well, the cuffs were included in the Japanese box, weren't they?
Were they?
Yes.
Hmm. Were they?
Hmm. That's surprising, actually.
Well, whatever.
Hmm. I knew something. What the hell has happened to me?
You joined this show.
I'm disappointed in myself.
We all are.
That's what happens after you join the show. Right, yeah. Ken?
Yep.
What?
Then what? You just lose all care of everything.
All hope for the future.
Pretty much. Just takes a little bit for it to set in for some people.
Superhero time, making your life worse 3 hours at a time.
Despair.
If we're lucky.
Awaits you at the finish line.
There is no hope from this despair.
Oh.
Let's write on Etch-a-Sketches in stores.
Despair.
Just go through Toys R Us on every Etch-a-Sketch and magazine, write the word despair, and just walk away.
That'd be great. And then you set aside, and you can see who has phantoms. Yeah. Some kid will walk up, he'll start crackling. It'd be awesome.
And like, whoop! I'm out of here. I don't have a driver.
I have no driver.
Well, you don't have a driver because you didn't say please.
It is the magic word.
Magic word.
Hey! Whatever else is better than the wizard did it joke. So just be thankful for that.
The 1 week of this show avoiding that one joke.
Yeah.
And then had to go ruin it.
Yeah, well, that's Paladin.
Superhero time, ruining jokes for everyone.
That's a good intro quote, actually. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I might get that as a liner too. Okay, what else is in the news?
Okay, back to Japanese exclusive figures. There are three new SH Figure Arts releases from the upcoming Forza movie.
Which is kind of surprising that they're just dropping three all at once.
So which figures are they?
Meteor Fusion States and the Space Iron Men.
That's fine.
Sexy Power Glide Girl.
One thing, One thing this does kind of show, it's like, okay, Forza movie just came out. They're dropping three figure arts for it. We had Movie War Core. All we got was Nadishko, and they did not even bother with the Osk, with Aqua or Poseidon.
But they did do Super Tatoba.
Yeah.
Because it was an easy recolor?
Probably. But...
Also, they had to make something to finally look better than the suit.
Did the Osk figure arts really just not do that well?
No, they
I'm
didn't.
Thinking so.
Yeah.
You remember all the shitty exclusives they made of the Osk figure arts?
They started to make, and then they were like, this isn't going.
They just kind of gave up because nobody was f***ing buying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Forza gets a f***ing spacesuit.
Obviously, Forza has more merchandise appeal.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have made O's suck so much halfway through that people kept buying toys.
Maybe they shouldn't have made the O's figure arts so poorly.
I think that's more the thing, because the other O's toys still sold just fine.
Yeah, that's totally the thing.
I would say that's the thing, for sure.
Okay.
And then you get to the Claw Scorpion. Oh, God, that thing.
No, that thing.
It's thing. You didn't say it right.
Right. Okay. Anyway.
Ken's no longer amused.
You know, Paladin, you're lucky you weren't here last week, because with Dan on the show, it was an extremely southern superhero time.
He's more south than all of
us. My relatives was close enough to hell, thank you.
I bet. Tell us some funny stories from the reunion, Paladin.
No, I'll spare you that process.
Why? We need some filler for the show.
Yeah, we want to hear about you fell into the punch bowl and spill like sour cream all over your pants.
Punch bowl? Sour punch cream. Bowl,
sour cream. Mm. Wait, what?
I guess I just told the whole story then.
Okay,
yeah, that's close enough.
I think I've had this recipe before.
Yeah.
But you know, on the subject of that, my baked potatoes tonight weren't very good. I don't think I had enough sour cream in them. I probably should have dropped another water or two in there.
That's right. You didn't drop enough of a load of sour cream into your baked potato.
Yeah. Mm. I was saving that one up all day.
Good job.
Was it worth it?
No.
It wasn't entirely satisfying, I have to admit.
Yeah.
I think I built it up too much beforehand.
Yeah, you don't want to do that for sure.
Yeah.
If you edge too long, it just ruins all of it.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I have absolutely no idea anymore.
Baked potatoes, I think.
That was my understanding.
Oh. At Kate's head from Jetman?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. So,
yeah, Paladin, there's complete silence. You need to fill it.
Okay. Apparently, Japan's strategy to revitalize GoBusters and improve the ratings is actually working. Because last week it was up to 4.4, and this week it's up to 5.2.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Maybe it'll drop again after this week.
But no, you see what it is? You know, they publicized that they were going to change the opening theme, so everybody tuned in to see how bad it was going to be. So then next time it's not going to...
I think what we're seeing here is that a Sentai show really does need rubber suit monsters for people to care.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
I wish there was a... it's too bad there's not a translation of GoBusters this week, so...
It's just as well. Their new intro kind of sucks.
Yeah, and this episode was not really that great. I'll just say that.
But apparently people tuned in, so...
For now.
Mm. But see, that's... I don't know. Maybe that's what they want. People wants what they want, you know.
What they're used to.
Yeah.
Homogenized crap over and over
It's Japan, you know. They don't understand change.
They really don't.
No. Nope. I mean, let's talk about it. 35 years of Sentai. Same shit happens every year. Just with a different trappings. It's not like... They're just not... They like consistency.
And we, as stupid Americans, enjoy that GoBusters is changing up the stuff it's changing up.
Yeah, and we're like, they're like, you crazy? It's all wrong.
Yeah. Sad trombone.
So, well, soon they'll have to cater to us, because we'll have the only culture of children left to buy toys to support shows. They'll have to make the shows we want to see.
That's going to be that's going to make for some awesome fiction in, like, 10 years when there's, like, no children. And, like, Japan really is, like, Big O.
Well, that would mean they have
your mom's a big O.
Yeah.
Well, your mom has a big O.
I gave her a big O.
She has big O's.
All of the above.
Dig that Man, silence.
Leave silence.
Yeah.
Just like the superhero time they all before.
So then we all talk at the same time. Awesome.
All right. There's just one more bit in the news here. Now that the Wizard Driver is out in stores, some people have hacked it to figure out all the available sound effects and upcoming powers and rings that Wizard will have.
Yeah, I saw one of the videos.
Yeah, someone built a machine that builds machines that hacks Wizard Drivers.
I know, I saw that video. That was kind of awesome.
That's amazing.
It's like this little piece of cardboard with a spool of wire around it and a battery pack on it.
It's amazing.
So, yeah. Now we know.
The list is especially interesting when you realize that they will all have the word "please" after them.
See, this is
please.
See, this is why Japan doesn't have any kids, because everybody's too busy making weird little machines out of scratch parts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Ear, please.
Delicious, please.
Miracle, please.
Spoilers.
Flash, please.
Oh, yes. Maybe spoilers, I guess.
But it only works against the user, so, yeah. So, that's not going to do you good. You do flash, please, and your pants fall off is all that happens.
Well, no, your pants stay on because you're wearing a belt.
Well, yeah, okay. So what, the zipper opens?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or maybe it makes you dance.
Or, like, it just makes your
crotch
fall out.
Maybe it starts Queen playing.
Yes! That's exactly what it is. It's so sad that it took Fort Max to come up with that joke.
Yeah. It's sad that he had a better joke than all of us.
That's kind of what I'm saying, though. Out of all of us, Fort Max had to come up with that joke. We're slipping, man.
I'm disappointed in myself.
We're getting too old for this shit.
I know, right?
Young man's game.
You know what? You know, all this silence, it's like a classic episode of Superhero Time.
That's what I was saying earlier.
They'll edit out half the shit anyway.
Well, that's
it all
true.
Disappears.
Well, no, all the shit will stay in, but the silence will go.
Right.
The comments won't actually make any sense later on, but nobody will know the difference anyway.
People listen?
Well, the show doesn't make sense even if they did listen.
That's because nobody really listens to us.
Well, look, we're getting
the old guy, the Swedish guy, and the soulless, tasteless gnome, and you know who you f***ing are.
Wow. Just laid it out there.
Wait, I don't know who the gnome is.
Just leave it in. It'll be funnier that way.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to take it out. It's just, you know, now I'm curious who you're talking about. Is it Kilby?
No, not this time.
Oh, well.
That would imply Kilby listens.
Which he does not.
No, but the other conditions are basically true. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, on the wizard?
Listen to my show.
Are we done with the news?
Yes, I think that's all that's relevant this week.
Okay, so showtime.
Showtime.
Please.
Cast in the name of God, ye not Kamen Rider.
Wait, what?
Big O joke.
Oh, right. Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
We made one at the
end.
Never mind.
Wow.
What was made last week?
Suck.
Somehow.
About it.
Somehow, even though it was in every episode, I don't really associate the Showtime phrase with Big O. Exactly.
Really? Wow.
I associate it with Electric Six.
Actually,
best band ever.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still associating it with Gokai Germ, but
you were thinking of Beetlejuice or something. I could forgive that.
Strange.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you guys.
Weirdos.
There's something very wrong with us tonight.
There really is. I don't know what's going on.
Dutch hip hop in Atlanta.
What?
That's tight new R&B in Estonia.
Herb?
I'm going to keep spelling out nonsense Ultra 6 until we move on to Wizards, so just keep going.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama.
Please.
Who did Wizard last week?
Mickey.
Okay, so JD can do it this time.
As I try to remember what the f*** happened. Okay, so...
off to a great start.
I'm off to a roaring start. So where did we start with the police officer?
No. Oh, God. This is going to be a long one.
You sure you don't want Ken to do this?
No.
Start at the antique shop with Haruto waking up.
Oh, that's right. He was asleep.
Well, he didn't quite wake up.
Yeah. He was asleep, and they were talking about how, you know, he'd used up a lot of magic, so he was trying to sleep or whatever.
The floor woke him up.
He was really worn out after blowing his magic wad last time.
Yes, he had blown all of his magic load.
One side, Rinko.
And, so then he finally, like, stumbles downstairs, and he's like, all right, I guess it's time to go. And the old guy's like, no, I have a new ring for you. And he's like, what is it? And he's like, I don't f***ing know.
Yeah, so apparently he doesn't know what they are. He just, polishes and sets them.
He's like a f***ing, he's like a plastic tinkerer. He just makes shit. He doesn't know what it is.
He doesn't know what it does. So,
what is it? I don't know. You're the
just
wizard.
Here's it. God damn it.
So Haruto picks up the new ring and winds up using rest to recover his hit points.
So he looks at it and he's like, oh, it's sleep. Cool. Let me try it out. And turns around and they're like, no, don't use it on us. And he's a f***ing bastard and he's going to do it anyway.
Yeah, but the old guy hides behind Koyomi.
Yeah, and it's like, and then he, so it's
who's
like.
Who's the bastard?
Sweet. Well,
please.
They're all bastards.
It's, how
does
like
he hide
us.
Behind her? She's tiny.
But like any magic.
Well, that's
why
it's comedy, Fort Max. It's like hiding behind a lamppost.
Yeah.
But like any good magic, it only works against the user, so it puts him to sleep. Which is
so, yeah, he's asleep for three turns.
So yeah, so he sleeps for three turns.
Because
but he regenerates
to wake him up.
No one had a flute.
Fucking awesome opening theme.
And then we get the awesome, yeah. And then we got an awesome opening.
We're finally back to trying to be deep in the opening.
Yeah.
We are.
There's plenty of, like, fast motion with slow motion shots.
I think it's pretty well directed. It's one of the better ones in recent years, I think.
I like the quick succession of form changes.
Nothing will top Ryuki's.
And there's donuts. There's donuts, so that's awesome.
Screw Ryuki.
Of course there's donuts.
I could go for some donuts.
Donuts are good.
Jones for some donuts. They are good.
Some cream filled. Oh, wait, we've done that joke already.
Yeah, we already did.
Yeah, that'll make more sense later on.
So. Now we're in the police station?
Yes, we're in the police station.
So we meet.
Police station. So
this is the obligatory larger part of the organization douchebag that comes in and says, don't f with stuff because we're a higher authority.
It's more like the government, really.
Right, exactly. But that's, like, obligatory. Right.
Yeah, and also, probably don't with it because your weapons are completely useless against them.
Right.
Well, there's that,
and you're going to only get yourself killed.
Now, the chick's still wearing the ring, so apparently that's...
Apparently she doesn't f***ing notice that she's wearing the ring.
And neither does anybody
that
else.
Oblivious.
Well, no,
she just thinks it's a ring on her finger, so she deserves to be wearing it.
Well, she noticed it in the last week, I thought. I think she's just...
She noticed it part of this episode, too.
Yeah, she can wear a ring around her finger because it's a juicy jewel of flavor. It's a ring pop.
God. Fantastic.
Yeah, but...
there's a deleted scene. She starts sucking on it.
But yeah, her superior is kind of just...
He's a wuss.
He's a pussy.
Yeah.
He's not a cougar cop.
No, he is a complete douche.
She is in the wrong show.
Yeah.
Like, no problem. We will not say a word, sir. I wanted
don't
to
hit
just...
me.
Please don't. <Thank you.
laughs> Yeah, don't stare at me.
Right. So, yeah. In the meantime,
Phantoms?
Apparently, Gokai Silver is wanting to.
No,
like...
no. That guy's definitely a Green Ranger.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. He just reminds me of a guy, I guess. Cause it's
yeah,
just...
you're not the only one.
I don't think Green Ranger ever
mentioned that.
The clown?
Yeah.
He's not fangasming nearly enough to be Guy.
Shunpei. Yeah.
And he's obviously not writing the show, so he's not Guy.
Fair enough. So, anyway.
Well, we don't know whether or not he's writing the show until he gets hit by a bus and wakes up as the secondary writer.
Oh,
yeah. Which will happen.
No. It could. It won't
happen.
Well,
no, actually,
he's in the show already.
Yeah, we know exactly who will not be the secondary writer already.
Junpei.
Uh-huh.
Anyone who we've seen.
Yeah.
Well, it obviously won't be Rinko.
Because, you know,
yeah.
Unlike Super Sentai this year, they never screw around with the Kamen Rider formula.
No.
Yeah, lately. Yeah, since Double, they ain't f***ing with it.
Yeah.
No.
Not until they need to.
They should release a director's cut of the last episode of Gokaiger, where it shows a guy typing away the story at the very end.
Awesome.
No. Well, he wakes up next to Suzanne Planchette.
Then he submits it to fanfiction.net.
It would help explain, you know, like superhero wars.
That is true.
Maybe that's like the post-credits stinger for Superhero Tyson.
It's his big epic sequel fanfic.
It's written by Decade writers. It's exactly like something written by Decade writers.
Decade had writers?
Well, he claims to be a writer, but he f***s up everything he touches, so...
Oh, writers. I thought he was saying writers.
I think he was, but whatever.
Huh? What?
Anyway, so... yeah, so the kid is all excited and tries to heal some other little child's...
Yes, the clumsiest child in the world.
He falls three times in a minute.
Yeah.
In the Wild Kingdom,
he would be cat food. Yes. So he tries to say the magic words and heal the kid's pain, and they're like, you're a douchebag.
No, or probably just trying to humor the kid and like,
Yeah.
I really have no
sense of humor.
But I like kids, though, because they're like, you're a douchebag.
Yeah, I really wanted one of those kids, as the group was running off, to stop and, like, kick him in the shin or something.
That would have been awesome. Like, get out of here, crazy old guy.
You know, I wonder if he's poisonous because he's colored brightly enough to be poisonous.
That's true.
He's like a tree frog.
That's the only reason he hasn't been beaten up yet.
I ain't touching that guy.
So anyway, the
he needs to get a giant face printed on his back too. That'll help.
Cuts and our villains, who apparently can't decide if they want to look like people, when it's completely unnecessary. So they keep transforming between people and phantoms because, I don't know.
Because they can. Wouldn't you? Because
they have actors they need to pay.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, no, they have actors whose salaries they need to justify.
Yeah. Well, and also, it's kind of like, you know, maybe if you badasses would go down there and do some shit, your, like, f***ing minions wouldn't be...
Yeah, because,
things
as
up.
We'll get to in a second, Hellhound kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So far, the villains are the weakest part of the show.
Episode, though.
What, Paladin?
So they send Hellhound down, and he makes a big f***ing ruckus. And, but hey, who happens to be close by?
To run him over with
Hellhound kind of looks like the bastard son of Hibiki and Ryo from Geki Ranger.
Yeah, I saw the Hibiki-ness to it.
With the
but...
bit of, Shinken Jermuk added in.
Yeah.
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 In the colors, kind of.
So anyway, so Wizard transforms and starts to beat his ass, which totally freaks out Guy because he's like, "Oh my god, magic is real!"
But no, he doesn't just beat his ass; he really beats his ass. He just walks all around him, pretty much.
Yeah, I like actually the editor's comments on this, where it's pretty much he has two modes, kind of laid back. Like, yeah, I know you wish you were as awesome as me, and then completely serious.
Yeah.
And the laid-back one is kind of an act.
You know, the problem with Wizard right now for me is the moves in the Wizard costume I can't see Haruto actually doing himself.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just, like, a complete disconnect in, like, the body language.
He seems a little too hipster to be doing kind of some of the stuff that he's... doing.
I don't know, I mean, he does it when he transforms and stuff, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, like, with Shotaro, I could see him moving the way that Double and Joker move.
Yes.
You mean more like in the fight choreography, or just in...
Yeah.
Well, and I think that was especially true with Gintaro.
Yeah, it was.
You know, there was a huge connection.
And AG.
Yes!
I'm gonna flail around for a while.
Okay, but I mean, that really makes the point, though.
Yeah.
You know, the last three writers, you can make the connection between how the actor moves as the character, and then how, what's dude's name, who is always the suit actor, matches that. But I don't get that sense between...
Well, however, the disconnect's also, also the way that he, talks in, when he's transformed is different.
I think that's purposeful, though.
Right, but I'm saying is that if he's... he has a different personality and voice as well when he's transformed.
So it might be intentional to have that disconnect then.
Maybe so. I just am having a hard time seeing the two of them as supposed to be the same character.
Well, given as much as Haruto actually does use his magic and the driver without actually transforming, maybe we'll see him fight at some point.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully.
That'll help, yeah.
Because he whips out the gun and sword like it's nothing, even when he's not transformed, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anyway, he did have that little bit in the first episode where he just flung out silver bullets and, you know, bent them around Rinko.
Yeah, but...
I don't think he bent them. I think the seal on the bullets...
the first episode.
I think the seal on the bullets made them, like, seeking.
Yeah, pretty much, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, God, who cares?
Yeah,
I know, I was saying, back on the episode.
So anyway, beats ass on, Hellhound and Hellhound bitches out. At which point, the kid...
Shinpei.
To learn his name.
Not
a dog. It's the only bad thing with the new series. I finally learned everybody's name, and then I'm like... So anyway, he's like, oh my god, I'm going to be your apprentice.
Yeah, Haruto's reaction here just kind of made me really love the actor, because he has that beat of silence, and he's like... Oh, you're one of those.
Oh, it's a family. Great. Yeah, and he's like, no.
So I know everybody wishes.
Although, with
the
best line in the entire f***ing episode, I don't blame you for wishing you were as awesome as me.
Yeah, that was like okay, that was good.
And the thing I do
that's
like
that's really starting to sell me on Haruto.
Yeah.
The thing I like about it, though, is that he acts like a douche, even though you can tell he's not actually one.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
He's just doing it to try and, like, go away, kid.
Be a badass. He's trying to be a badass, yeah.
You don't need any of this.
Yeah. You don't want any of this trouble. This is not happy times. So then we have that reflected, though, because detective chick shows up at the shop with – she also got a good line in because, like, how did you find this place? She's like
– it's my job.
I'm a detective.
Hi, detective. Thanks.
Yeah. I do have a vagina, but I am a detective.
You had a male detective tell her where it was.
For vagina?
So, but there's a great part here.
Yeah, probably that too. It is Japan, after all. But we're skipping over one part here where Haruto's trying to run away and tries to hide in the donut cart.
Oh, was that this? I can't.
Oh,
I was,
yes, the donut cart.
The donut cart is awesome because
that donut vendor has a special hole for Haruto.
Yeah, probably.
Actually, the donut vendor lacks a certain.
Violet. Yeah, I was going to say more missing a hole than where you would expect one. To be.
So just how fantastic is it that we get a nice reoccurring transgender character?
I mean, that's pretty awesome, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of more
drag than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, a Japan children's show, it's kind of...
Yeah, I'm for it.
Well, I'm assuming that's her partner there with the stand.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
It keeps repeating everything...
Yeah.
Also, that donut truck is adorable. Why don't we have this in America?
Definitely need to try the rainbow donut.
Because we'd shoot at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not the. I mean the vehicle model.
Oh, we don't have car. Well, we hardly have cars that small.
But it's like this nice little round windshield in the front. It's cool.
Oh yeah. We just it's America. We need big cars.
That's true.
We want big cars that are fuel efficient.
What's more American than a car full of donuts?
Guns and donuts.
Point. Well, maybe like a Ford F-150 full of donuts and bacon.
And guns.
Bacon wrapped donuts.
Didn't Krispy Kreme do that for a while?
Krispy Kreme did have bacon topped donuts, I believe.
See, this is why Krispy Kreme is the.
Too.
This is why Krispy Kreme.
I never
did
get to fulfill my dream of a sausage gravy filled donut, though.
Well, and.
This is giving me a heart failure.
They never had those. They never had the Cheerwine donuts here either, did they?
You can get them in stores, but not in like the actual donut shops. Like,
yeah,
you go to the store and buy the prepackaged ones.
Oh, you have those in the store down there?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that next time I come down there, I need to get some of those.
Well, they've been gone for a couple of years now, but they used to carry them.
Damn it, Mickey!
They'll still have some in the back. Ask them anyway.
Yeah. Well,
I just pour a cheer one over a donut.
Because it always exists in the back.
Grocery guy is like, oh, f*** you.
It's right next to that case of Hot Wheels in the back.
Yeah.
Nothing more than when you ask them for something that they carried years ago and then follow it up with, well, are you sure? Do you have any in the back? There's some sort of, like, cave in the back.
Best part is that when it's like vendor items, where it's items that the vendor themselves brings in, so they don't have any back stock at all.
Hey, you're out of beer. You're out of beer out here. Do you have any more in the back?
You have any more in the back? Yeah.
You have any more Pepsis?
You're out of Diet Pepsi. Do you have any in the back?
No. Why?
You sure? Can you check?
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Would you go check for me?
Then you walk in the back.
Didn't even check. I want to talk to your manager. I am the manager.
I've seen that too, actually.
You're the boss of the company? You own this grocery store company? I'm making your day, aren't I?
I'm just like having so many flashbacks.
In a minute, he's just going to be like foaming at the mouth and convulsing on the floor. Anyway.
Save that for the next show where we do video. That'll make it better.
Yeah.
So anyway, donut shop is sweet.
And Rinko Antique Shop.
Yeah, so then we go back to the antique shop.
And Hitomi Jr.
So anyway, so the detective chick is like, you know what, it would be really awesome to use magic. And the girl is like, don't you ever f***ing say that to him. She's like, what? She's like, that is the f***ing evilest thing you could say. And then she explains.
So we get backstory two episodes in a row.
Backstory two episodes in a row that really doesn't give us much more information than we had originally. Awesome.
Like, this backstory creates more questions.
It does create like one or two, I guess.
Oh, because it's another writer.
Yeah.
They can't answer everything all the way. They still have to build drama.
Right. So anyway,
this writer, instead of having a gem for a face, has some crumpled up paper mache painted to look like a gem.
Yeah. What?
It looks terrible.
Because they didn't want to spend budget on it.
Well, I think it's supposed to be like the rough gemstones that, like, you know, the old man polished.
It may supposed to be that, but it just looks bad. They failed.
Like anyway, a Walmart movie. She explains that the dude had a demon in him, and they were both on, I guess, the island during an eclipse.
She supposedly was.
She's basically been told she was.
He says, "F*** you, I'm not giving in." And then, other white writer shows up and, hey, you're a wizard now. Here, have the chick who doesn't remember anything either.
He's
the one who dies but then gets brought back again at the very end of the series.
Well, we don't really have the Kengo / Philip / Ankh in this series so far, it doesn't seem like, because I don't think Shunpei's really going to be it.
I think the old guy
That's why I'm guessing it's her.
But it's awesome because, like, the other wizard just, like, he doesn't even hand him the driver. He just kind of throws it at him.
Toss it down. He's like, here, have this girl, have this belt.
You're a wizard. Have a belt. Yeah.
Have a girl.
Have a book.
Good luck.
Have a belt. Have an unconscious girl. This isn't creepy at all.
Yeah.
No, it's just Japan.
This is totally.
And note that
your tentacles.
And note that her engaged ring is shaped like white wizard's face.
Yep. So she. I kind of, given her amnesia and stuff, I don't really think that she was on that island to begin with.
Yeah, she wasn't.
No.
If she was actually on the island, they would have made a point to show her in the flashback, which they don't until... Yeah.
And I honestly...
She dresses kind of out of time, too.
Yeah, and I'm not entirely convinced of, like, the White Wizard's intentions either, because, like, he just randomly shows up after all these people.
Yeah, and it does seem to be that magic... And,
it's like conveniently he finds somebody who can use the driver now.
I think y'all are reading way too much. He's obviously good because they're wearing white and he gave the superhero his powers.
Yeah, I mean, so that's...
It's that simple. It's never complicated in Kamen Rider shows.
Too much
into it.
Right. This isn't how O started out, right? That's not... I mean, I didn't see it, but I'm assuming it was... I didn't see it, but I'm assuming it was completely different, right? It was? Oh, it was the same. Oh.
No, it really wasn't.
No, it was a floating red hand that gave him his powers.
Right. I did see that
it
part.
Was
of course, now, you know, it actually did work out that way in Double, where the guy in white who gave Shotaro his powers was the good guy.
Well, mind you, that was in a movie, though, so he never got to be in the TV series.
Oh, no, didn't they show him briefly at the start of the first episode?
Oh, well, they showed...
Yeah, getting shot.
Yeah. Yeah, getting shot in the back.
Showed him before they had the
actor. No, that is not the point, because he still appeared many times afterward.
I mean, we didn't see...
Getting shot.
We never saw Skull in this.
No, we didn't see Skull, but Skull didn't
wear Skull
white.
Isn't dressed in white, but Skull forever. Isn't white either.
We're talking about the boss.
He's got a white hat. That's close enough.
I guess.
Non-transformed.
Skull only showed like a Michael Jackson knockoff. Blurry cameo around the time Movie War was coming out. That was it.
I hate this podcast.
All right, so anyway, so she's like, and bitch, that's why you don't want to use magic.
20 minutes on, and we're barely halfway through the episode.
So anyway.
Good thing we don't have any GoBusters this week.
Second thought, maybe Mickey has a point.
Yeah.
This is when Mr. Frog runs into all the yummies.
Yummies? What?
Oh, yeah.
Frog?
Yeah, the kid. Every yeah, that's right.
Favorite
it's like,
book in the library.
Like, look it away from me. I'm trying to, you know, whatever. So anyway, he has the kid go away. So the kid goes to a bookstore and, I don't know, gets
finds the book the exact same place he probably left it last week.
He finds a copy of Harry Potter.
No, this is...
Oh, I love this about the forest wizard or whatever. I don't know.
And he's probably he's probably the only person who's ever checked that book out.
Yeah, but he never
checked in the back of it. It's his name over and over and over again for years.
He doesn't.
And that's
check
the only reason it's in as good shape as it is.
He just takes it to the bathroom with him, really. What? No.
I'm not sure about Japan, but in America, libraries kind of prefer you don't do that.
Oh, in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they sort of
frown on that.
Well, that's because in Japan, people don't use the bathroom in public.
Right.
It's considered rude.
Yeah, and they don't
just there for decoration.
Well, they don't have spiders either in the bathroom, you know. So it's not
like they need to. I'm sure the radiation's taking that out of their system too.
Right. Our poop just dissolves. So he gets attacked by the ghouls, I guess. Is that what they are? Ghouls?
Yes, ghouls.
Let's go with that for now until they tell us different.
Yeah, until they
No, they're ghouls.
And this is where he shouts, "Pull my finger," and then flames are
yes. Yeah, so he's like, "Pull my finger," with fire, and like shoots fire out his finger.
Alakazam used ember. It's not very effective.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I like
nice.
The Pokemon joke.
Well done.
So, surprise, you're a wizard, Harry.
If we get some Digimon in here.
Oh, no, it's Haruto.
Oh.
Haruto, that's different.
Harry, Haruto. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
He has a lightning shaped scar.
Well, yes. He's more Dresden than Potter, anyway.
Hey, we got a running Henshin, though.
Oh, he'll be canceled for one season.
Well, I'm talking more of the books that are actually good instead of the TV show, which was terrible.
Also, Sentai isn't and Rider aren't on Fox.
Yeah, because if Sentai was on Fox, GoBusters would already be on the Friday night slot.
Yeah.
Waiting to die.
Yeah.
But that would have been the second week.
Yeah, he does a Blade Henshin.
Yeah, so we get a running Henshin.
Or Blade or Awesome Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah, because Power Rangers did it first.
Yeah,
the circle and then run through the circle. So that was kind of interesting. Makes more sense than like the
like Mook fight though is kind of violent. Like he stabs one dude, then he breaks another's leg,
and then the move where he uses the cloak as a shield.
Oh, that was kind of badass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the detective chick shows up again, and she's like, "I'm gonna save people whether I have magic or not," and he's like, "Okay,
okay, good,
cool, whatever."
That's adorable. Stand back.
It is nice to see Wizard show off his fire.
Well, she is the reason that Frog Guy isn't dead.
Yeah, so.
But he doesn't even care about that, though.
He uses the fire finger guy.
Well, he does have more reaction, like, okay, cool.
So he uses his burning, erupting finger, and that, like, shocks him so much that he just stands there pointing like a dumbass for, like, 5 minutes. Even at the point that, like, Haruto is like, what the f*** is wrong with this guy? Like, he stops for a second.
If he doesn't know the answer to that by now.
Well, there are so many things wrong with them. It's kind of hard to to separate them all out.
That was talking about suit acting moments, though, because there was an actual suit acting moment because one of the ghouls was going after Frog Kid, and the detective saved him, and even, like, Haruto was like, shook his head. He was like,
"Yeah,
what the f- was that?" and then I don't know. Hound dude shows up again, and there's a bike fight.
Holy crap!
Yes,
awesome bike fight.
When was the last time we had a bike fight like this?
In Garo,
A to Z forever.
Double
in Garo.
No, I'm saying no in an actual episode.
Oh, in an actual episode,
double. I was going to say.
Even that, it always comes back to double.
Well, I don't think they even had a bike on bike fight in double.
Didn't War have?
Oh yeah, I guess there was some stuff.
Yeah, War had a bike. So
War,
Arms. I'm sorry. Come on, that's f-ing close. Shut up. Don't act like I'm an idiot. Anyway.
You said it.
Hard to change the actions of a lifetime, JD.
But at least don't, like, act surprised by it, you know. Anyway.
Well, I wasn't acting surprised. It's just, like, you know,
Let's act surprised by doing flips and handstands and shit on a motorcycle while swinging a sword, because that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
And all the car, and the fact that it's a motorcycle race, and they have a fight, and they actually have traffic set up, and with that's stuff true. Crashing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So say goodbye to the budget.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah, they just killed a lot of wrecking cars.
Yeah.
Unless well, maybe there'll just be less CGI in the series then. That'd be
although
nice.
Although, did you notice this is the same? This is the same place where the Revolgary versus T-Rex dope hunt chase happened
yeah,
to.
This is true.
Of course, with a lot less CGI.
Well,
oh,
yes.
I know. They didn't have to pay for these cars because this made the employees use their own.
They didn't
the car to get fired.
And right, you see the guy, car. And I'm even after one of them is flipped over, you still see a dude in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just using that Forza money while I have it still. They'll get more money as they go along.
I'm just imagining, they're like, if everyone could just drive their vehicle onto this truck and then hand us your keys. Really, what's this for? Oh, no particular reason.
Do it or you're fired.
We need extra cars for the.
Well, no, they're Japanese people, so, you know, when somebody asks them to do something, they just kind of have to do it.
They don't even, they don't even.
Because it's polite.
You're just going to ask Toei for cards back later, and Toei will, well, Toei's also Japanese, so.
Yeah.
So they'll have to reimburse them.
So, you know, the whole system works itself out.
And then the chase ends.
Toyota.
The chase ends kind of weird because he chases him into like the rundown factory set, and he just sort of flies through the door and there's fire.
Well, no, it's because he shot him. Like
it's the abandoned building.
I
won't notice a fire at all.
But it's like you didn't see him. I don't know.
He shot him with fire and then he ran into barrels. Of course, he's gonna explode.
He didn't. I didn't see him explode. I saw him go through the door, and then there was an explosion.
Of course, he might not be dead because he could still be in the next week's episode.
Well,
there's the part where he jumped his motorcycle over him while firing fireballs at him.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So,
the point is, he's a fire type, so obviously an explosion's not going to do that much damage.
Right.
As we see in the preview for next week.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to need to use ground type or water type.
Right.
Well, gee, he happens to have both, so...
And he hasn't used one of them.
Yeah.
So could next week he takes on the Avatar state because he mastered all four elements.
I think the Avatar state is the pre-super form.
Right.
Rising Kuga?
Fifth element is heart.
Fang Joker, yeah.
Fang Joker, yeah.
Fang Joker times four.
Ether.
Tajidor.
Classic five elements.
And the final upgrade will be when he merges with the dragon to form Guy Melef states.
Dragon!
I'm the only one who got that.
Yep. Oh, no, I got Apparently. It. I just did not find it funny.
It's like the flu. You get it, but you don't want it. All right.
No, I mean, that's all the response an Escaflowne reference deserves.
Mm. I'm sorry, I don't watch things that give me headaches.
See?
I don't think I watched Escaflowne.
I think I maybe saw an episode or two when it was dubbed.
Oh, God, why would you do that to yourself?
Well, it's not like you're going to go out of your way to watch Escaflowne.
I hadn't heard about it before.
Oh.
I saw it when it was on Fox Kids. Is like the first that I'd heard of it, and I pretty much wiped it out of my mind. And I when I saw it later, I was like, "Oh, that thing! Oh."
Still fucking sucks that they canceled that Soul of Chogokin release.
So was that was it, right? And we're done for the week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing else happened, I don't think.
Nope, just Shunpei still staring at his finger.
Seemed like the commercial break was really late, and then it was like...
They usually have two, actually, in Kamen Rider.
Oh, is it? Okay, so I just...
There's like one
episode. They got a commercial break right after the opening.
Yeah, they almost two in the end.
Commercial break at the opening, halfway through, and then almost towards the end of the episode.
Gotcha.
Well, halfway through, but it usually ends up being more like at 20 minutes.
Yeah, because there was a commercial break, like right when he got the bike out. I swear there's another one in there somewhere, but I can't remember.
I guess I missed it. Anyway, there you go. Congratulations.
Yes, we're sitting here also dissecting where the commercial breaks were placed. Because...
Well, I think
it's a show.
It breaks out like that because it doesn't have an ending theme like Sentai.
Yeah.
So it ended up having
one in
the middle of the show.
Yeah, last time Ryder had an ending was the good
Hibiki.
Yeah, the
is
good
what
Hibiki.
He's trying to say.
Yeah.
And speaking of Hibiki, there's no Busters this week.
Wait, why is that speaking of Hibiki?
God.
That should almost explain itself at this point, but
random.
Busters it... ready? No.
Well, so far it seems more like a Sun Vulcan retooling.
Okay. I have no idea the context of that, but
right. I retooled your mom.
Yeah.
She died.
How did they retool Sun Vulcan?
By making it more awesome.
Oh.
Well,
that's
considering that this week's is not that great, they're not doing a good job of it.
Well, you know, the new theme starts a little bit in advance of where the actual retooling happened.
Well, I guess we'll see.
It hasn't become materially different yet.
No, and then we get Gavin, so, yeah.
Which is probably where the retooling really starts.
What's his catchphrase again?
Electroplane.
Gavin's transformation phrase?
Yeah, what was that again?
Let's see that one more time.
That was also Shinken Gold's catchphrase. Which they had to retain for Power Rangers Samurai.
They had to?
Well, for the whole two times he did that shtick anyway.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because it was a replay thing. He moved so fast that the naked eye can't keep up with it, so they would replay it backwards when he sliced through some mooks. But they only did it twice.
They realized it took too much time.
Yeah, too much time and effort to choreograph all that shit.
Okay, so anyway, anything else, or should we go ahead and jump to break?
Break.
Mickey, break. You seem in such good humor today.
Just like the rest of us.
Your mom's in good humor. The good humor van, eating all the ice cream, because she's fat.
You know perfectly well she can't fit in the good humor van.
Yeah.
The big
that
factory,
hole
maybe.
Oh, I had that backwards. She had the good humor van, and it's at her.
Exactly, thank you.
Just in her mouth.
God.
No.
She is used to being filled with sticks.
Here's a hint, Ken.
No, dicks,
good news.
Not sticks.
Well, to her, it must be sticks.
You just bundle a whole bunch of them together like cordwood.
No, she uses a good humor van as a suppository.
Oh,
good news.
Good news.
God, Farnsworth.
Wow, that's an image.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
É o futuro que está vendo, Alpha. É o Ranger Branco.
What exactly are you doing? Dex?
Come in, Nino.
You're listening to Power Playback on Superhero Time. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
What was the point of this episode exactly? Why do we choose this?
Because it's the one where the Borzoic hire their... Whatever.
Down on the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
So the Bauzok.
The
bourgeois.
But yes, they hired their Decepticon ninja consultant from Cybertron.
Chiker.
And he's not terribly entertaining.
He's no.
Annoying, actually.
He hides
he's
his
like
name
a boring Hero Mechamedes.
I like that he hides his name by calling himself Ridge Hiker instead of Ridge Hiker.
Well, you know, in Japanese, the emphasis is important.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's why they just keep calling it Car Ranger.
Car Ranger.
Yeah. That makes it different from just, you know, Car Ranger.
Right. Even the cat's like, what?
Well, one thing about this episode that impressed me was that it's got very nice video quality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, it looks better than Turbo did.
Well, it looks better than the Car Ranger segments in Turbo did.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. All right, so Ken's going to talk about this episode of Car Ranger for us.
Really?
Yes. Why do you think you didn't do Wizard?
Ha ha ha.
Because Go Busters didn't go up in time.
Ha ha
ha. Okay.
Come on now, suffer. Suffer for my amusement.
Dance, puppet.
I already watched this. I suffered enough. Anyway.
That was part of the abuse.
Yeah. Anyway, Signalman's a dick and wakes up Red Racer.
As he's dreaming about
Zona in an episode where most of us have no context of because we haven't seen it.
Okay, so
somebody decided to show this episode instead.
So in the previous episode, Zonette decided that she wanted to have a tank full of Red Racer.
Mmm.
Okay.
And there's your context.
Cool.
Although comparing this,
it does
comparing
explain
Red Racer here to the appearance in Gokaiger, this guy did not age well.
True.
No, but he looks better in Gokaiger than he does in Car Ranger.
He's been cute in Car Ranger.
He wasn't divorced yet.
He wasn't divorced as of Gokaiger either. That happened afterward.
I don't remember. Yeah, I'm saying he wasn't divorced yet in Gokaiger either.
Oh.
Yes, and then the bad guys have a cake, but...
in their bar.
The cake is a lie.
Yeah, which apparently Zona has made to drown her sorrows in.
I want cake and donuts.
As long as it's not cake donuts, though.
Not Elgard, not Rygog, and not Porto have already eaten it.
Okay, not Rygog is...
The cake
gets
strawberries on it.
I don't care.
Not Rygog is Gynamo.
I don't care.
I care that the cake has big strawberries on top
not
of it.
Not Elgar is Zomanda.
Zomanda. And not Porto
shut
is...
Shut up and let us enjoy Zonette's tracts of land.
Strawberries.
If you want to enjoy your tracts of land, go download one of her other videos.
Yeah.
The cake gets strawberries on it.
And I don't care about their names. So, they make it up to her. They decide, well, or she wants them to make Earth into fireworks.
Hey, is there a reason the subtitles keep spelling it E-A-R-F?
Because
they're not
pronouncing
it right.
I think they pronounce it like, what, Chiki instead of Chikyu or something like that?
They're pronouncing the Japanese word for Earth incorrectly, consistently, throughout the entire series. Signalman does it too.
Yeah.
I saw that at the beginning of 199 Heroes.
Is that funny?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, it's in Car Ranger, so no.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was funny or like...
Anyway.
Look, everyone in Car Ranger is clinically retarded.
All I know is that the alien chick that looks like a weird giant version of the alien from Mac and Me freaks me out.
Yes. It's the earrings that really push it over the top.
Yeah. Anyway, Not Porto holds up a advertisement for a villainy consultant on the cheap.
Because that's
Which
the way
it turns out to be a blatant lie, as we find out at the end.
Yes. So they summon General Havoc. I mean,
Reach Hiker.
Hiker.
Reach Hiker.
Yeah.
The cat agrees.
Yeah, so he decides to take the job, and then he picks out, my God. I can see why they didn't use it.
The racist rubber monster?
Yeah, the one in blackface.
God.
I wonder why they didn't use him in Turbo.
Probably
can't
the same
why.
Reason they didn't use this General Havoc costume either.
God, that suit on that guy is like the cheapest thing. It's like, okay, just put a mask and a t-shirt and jeans.
Well, most half of the bar is like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't one of the special monsters. This is one of the bar patrons.
God.
They're fighting Morn.
Yeah. Except this one talks. I wonder if Morn.
Offensive.
I wonder if Morn talked in the Japanese dub of Deep Space Nine.
Probably.
Anyway,
or if he grew to giant size.
Back at the garage, the Car Rangers are bitching at each other about Signalman's base having been plopped right in front of their doors, so they can't get any business.
Well, yeah, why does Signal Man have a TARDIS anyway?
It's not a TARDIS because it's not bigger on the inside.
We skip over the part about the...
Yeah, Red Racing walked inside it and started bitching up a storm.
Bitching about Signal Man, yeah. Stupid Signal Man. We don't need him to defend Earth. Whatever we do. Right.
But it turns out the box was bugged and Signal Man heard them talking.
Well, it wasn't exactly bugged so much as Signal Man's kind of incompetent and left his recorder slash gun slash...
Gun slash sword.
Slash notepad.
Slash weapon.
Slash baton.
That thing has more functions than the morphers in SPD.
But then it is shown that Signal Man 2 is f***ing stupid as they are able to get him to run away with the oldest trick in the book. Look, they're over there.
With the orc, ancient orc distraction technique.
Where'd he go?
Technically, it predates the ancient orc distraction technique.
It can't possibly predate it because the orc distraction technique is ancient.
Yeah,
they learned it from the past. Technique.
Yeah, and this whole thing about Signal Man being pissed at them is completely dropped from this point on in the episode, so it doesn't matter.
Now the best part is when he asked if the Goranger were around there, Red starts trying to pose.
And then everybody keeps hitting him.
Yeah. Shut up!
And then...
Shut up! Don't.
Voice. Is there anything about it?
Nope. Then shut up and let's play this.
Okay, that was legitimately amusing.
Yeah.
Anyway, they go off to... as they find out that one of the villains is...
Biker gangs appeared.
Wow,
so, after the weird E.T. guy tells...
The bourgeois, or whatever Fort Max said.
Yeah. And they run into the factory district, and inside they find Rich Hiker teaching horrible racist monster dude
to read.
Oh God, yes.
The selection process for him too was great because he's like, "All right, what's 1 + 1? 3. I want him."
Oh, this episode! God, now I see why XB chose this.
This episode is so great.
It's starting to become apparent now that we're talking about it.
It's so horrible.
Of course, it still isn't as great as that
you,
time.
You, Car Ranger, it's great. You're complaining about not getting the stuff, which is only because you haven't been watching Car Ranger.
That's kind of the point.
This still isn't as great as that time we did Kamen Rider Returns Eternal and talked Wingus out of liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
I went in just kind of anyway, so eh.
Eh.
Eh. Eh, it's okay.
Bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
Anyway, he smooth talks his way through both the Car Rangers and Signal Man because they're all f***ing dumbasses, and they makes them think that he is legitimately a guy that goes around reforming these assholes.
Well, he has a business card.
Yeah.
Especially with shit bricks when...
clearly that is supposed to be funny.
Everybody has it. Well, that's the Japanese thing, isn't it? Like, they all trade business cards and shit.
Yeah.
Well, he has a business card. He must be legitimate.
Exactly.
Sure. Nobody who's not legitimate can get a business card.
Then, of course, he swipes Signal Man's weapon because, again, everybody is a huge dumbass.
Because Car Ranger.
Also, Signal Man had imprisoned Rich Hiker in the past.
Rich Hiker.
Yeah, that's not going to bust my eardrums.
That's what I mean. It was like Rich Hiker was like, oh shit, don't look at me.
Yeah,
and then because in the past, apparently he just had a scarf around his helmet.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Japanese burglar thing.
Yeah,
I know.
Instead of doing the sensible thing and tying the handkerchief around their nose and mouth, they tie it over the top of their head because obviously the most identifiable part of a person is the top of their head.
Their hair. You know,
clearly,
you can tell by their hair.
But in spite of just losing it, Signal Man goes to look for it in a place he hadn't been before and finds it, only to then get a cage dropped on him.
Yeah, at first I kind of thought that it's like, oh, well, he just left it in his box. But then you realize that, he is a dumbass and leaves it everywhere.
Actually, he left it in your mom's box.
Yeah, so Rich Hiker comes back and you know, then spouts his entire plan to Signal Man.
Of course.
And
Bond villain.
Justifies Turbo's love of bombs, sets them all around him. Really,
he
must
have studied with
things.
O Red.
Well, I mean,
it'd be a leftover feature.
For as much as Turbo used it, it's coincidental that the Car Ranger episode you picked also has bombs.
Well, no. Here's the thing: these weren't a detonator.
Right. These are the actual explosives.
Yeah, and not just
these could actually look like bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, bombs out of Looney Tunes.
These are like Mario bombs.
Provided by the Acme Corporation.
Yeah. Too bad they weren't the pink ones from Mario 64. Those are friendly bombs.
Anyway, racist dude gets the Car Rangers to follow him while Signalman climbs out of the rubble.
Picking up cans.
Yeah.
I love picking up cans. Don't you love picking up cans? I do.
God. Okay. Moving right along.
What?
Ridge Hiker is poisoning wine, which how would they...
Don't jump ahead.
Okay, because yeah. He's with Car Rangers.
Apparently, he has a small supply of Iocane powder.
And because they're all f***ing dumbasses, they're like, okay, sure, we'll have a party. Until Signalman stumbles up and shoots all the glasses out of their hands.
You have to acknowledge the part where they all lifted the glasses up and were about to take a drink of it through their helmets.
They were about to drink it through their helmets.
But we know that works, though, because we've seen Kimberly sneeze through her helmet.
Well, but that was Power Rangers, not Car Ranger.
Yeah, but the helmet's made of a semi-porous substance.
I guess.
Right.
That must be it.
Sure.
Just because you don't see the silver mouth part move doesn't mean that it doesn't move. See, it does. Actually, it's connected.
I guess it's a good thing they had, you know, the mouth face plate on that year instead of the smooth one they did some of the other times.
Smooth mouth plate.
Yeah. So anyway, naturally, Signalman had recorded everything because that was telegraphed at the very beginning of the episode.
That's also what Troy does.
That's why they established that.
Yeah, well, it was kind of obvious the moment they established it. I was like, okay, that's going to be the plot point they use later. Yep, that's what they did.
See, I think the Japanese just take comfort in that. You know, it's like recurring plot points and things. It's like, oh.
So they all fight. The Car Rangers beat the hell out of the racist caricature.
And Ridge Hiker throws a fit saying, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids and your Furbus.
It's okay, though, because later he'll go on to kill Ultra Magnus.
Right.
Okay. Ultra Magnus dies?
Everyone
terrible
dies.
Terrible news.
Anyway.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Ridge Hiker.
Okay, hand me the bomb.
So, Signalman summons his robot, RV Robo forms, they beat the hell out of him, destroy him.
And Duranius remains down on
Reach just Hiker. Picking up cans! You guys suck! I'm not picking up cans for you anymore.
And I can definitely see why this episode was not used in Turbo.
They actually did use parts of it.
Which parts?
Stock footage.
Actually, the entire segment with they used the entire segment with the tables.
Really?
Yes, when the Metallosaurus was introduced.
The what? I don't
Havoc's giant T-Rex Godzilla robot.
General Havoc's Dragonzord.
Who's General Havoc?
Ridge Hiker,
but with a usually with the gold
with a
hat.
Whiter suit.
Usually,
yes.
I remember Diva Talks.
Ridge Hiker, General Havoc was her brother. He brought the space station to her.
The space station made out of twist ties.
Yes, he was the competent villain in Turbo,
which is why he was only in Turbo for like two episodes.
Yeah.
Did I not finish Turbo?
You probably did.
Evidently not.
Wow. This was shortly before they got the Rescue Zords.
This is when, during the Phantom Ranger stuff.
Yeah.
He was he came in around the same time.
Phantom. Yeah, I might have to go back and watch that. I vaguely remember that, but I didn't
it's Turbo.
It's not worth remembering.
It's a good part of Turbo.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's after one the cast scene.
The good part of Turbo is still Turbo. It's like asking us to pick the best episode of Superhero Time.
It's like talking about the best part of like a prostate exam. It's like
that's what Paladin just
they
said.
Touch your prostate.
Not massage. That's different.
Yeah. Anyway. There's one final scene with Rich Hiker trying to collect a fee for a job he did not complete.
Oh, that's awesome. How about $18 million?
Which no. I guess, again, is supposed to be funny.
It was kind of funny. Like, how about $18 million? Then it tears up. He's like, okay, how about $18,000? Okay, how about
$1,800?
How about $18? He just keeps tearing zeros
and off. It's not that Gynamo doesn't want to pay him. He just has no money to pay him with.
Yeah. He also failed utterly, so, you know.
Was the last shot in the ending thing, like, drawn by the Power Rangers stock, like, coloring book people?
And why is there reggae music in the closing credits?
It's not reggae. It's a samba.
I just love picking up cans.
It's Latin. It's awesome.
So what we have established today is that Car Ranger is horribly racist.
It's Japanese. Of course it's racist.
Yeah.
Man, the Japanese next episode would have been the one with the jackets. Why the f*** didn't we do that?
Because it's not as funny
because
as the Turbo.
Because didn't want to.
It's not as funny as the Turbo episode with the jackets.
Surely it's funnier than this.
All right, next week let's do the Turbo episode with the jackets then.
Oh, no, we're doing something else next week. We're doing something else next week. I've already got this planned out.
Oh.
Oh. Wow!
Oh
I'm
no!
This is so enthused.
Okay, so everyone else, we're watching something else other than what XV picks.
Sweet,
I'm okay with
that. I'll find out later.
We won't talk about it. But...
Well, no. See, I kind of feel bad because Jew Ranger kind of got the short end of the stick last week, so I thought we would do that over again with a different episode.
Oh, so you want to do Jew Ranger again?
Oh,
yeah, good. I want episode
so
20.
Episodes in a row instead of just three.
No, we're going to do episode 26, so it's one of the episodes after Barai is, introduced.
Is Barai actually in it?
It's one of the episodes after Barai is introduced and on the team.
But that is not a guarantee he's in it.
Okay, remember the Power Rangers episode where Billy and Kimberly got turned bad with, like, evil snow cones or something?
Vaguely.
Let's watch that episode.
Yeah,
So
let's watch that instead.
26 is the episode that's based on.
I have no idea what was in that Sentai footage.
But since
I remember, like, Billy and Trini, like all freaking out Bulk and Skull because they were too bad.
No, it's Billy and Kimberly.
Whatever. They're the same person.
Well, Kimberly didn't die, so obviously not.
Wow.
What, too soon?
No, it's fine, actually.
No, it's fine.
That was fake shock. I'm sorry.
It's been 11 years. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of which, tomorrow it has been 11 years.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, actually, she died a couple days before September 11th.
Oh, okay. So.
Yep. 11 years tomorrow, I met Ben.
Huh.
Wow.
What an anniversary to have.
Yeah, I know, ain't it?
Makes it easy to remember. That sucks.
I have a coworker whose birthday is tomorrow.
Well, there's a lot of people whose birthday is tomorrow. That's kind of how birthdays work.
I mean, there's 7 billion people on this planet, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's like I tried to get my our wedding day
this
to
is,
be on.
The thing is, this episode
Shut
did not
the
have...
up! I was talking. God.
Don't care about Car Ranger. Shut up.
I
was
going
to get my the date of our wedding to be on September 9th, so it would be like 9/9, you know, and that would be easy to remember. But my wife was like, no.
Oh.
So we had to do it on September 16th instead.
You should have done it on like
Take
September 8th.
That's stupid.
You should have done it on
I
September
did.
18th because then it would be, you know, 9 times 2 for your anniversary.
Right. I don't want to do any multiplying. It should have just been 9/9. That'd have been easy.
My yeah, wife's but if
birthday
would,
is January
day.
1/11. So like that's
9/9/99.
Yeah. That's too easy to remember.
I need to pull out my Dreamcast and play it some more.
Mine's actually sitting down here. I need to hook it up.
Yeah, there is no bra in this episode.
Oh, f***.
What a surprise. Good job, XV.
Yes, but when Blue and Pink go around murdering people with machine guns, I think it makes up for it.
What a mistake.
Yeah, you know, that would normally sound awesome. I just kind of don't have any faith in you to pick a good episode right now. So I mean, that takes like all 30 seconds, and the rest of it is gonna be like counting beans.
I think I'm with Mickey on this one, actually.
Well, too bad you're gonna miss out.
Yeah.
It's not like we have a choice.
Yeah, you'll make me summarize it now. What the fuck does it matter?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Or I'll make Mickey do it because that'd be even funnier.
He just won't even be here then.
Mickey will just not even come in.
You should know by now, you can't make me do anything I'm not willing to do.
Which is what makes it funnier. Because, you know...
I don't see that's funnier because either I do it because I'm willing to do it or I don't do it at all.
Right, but see, when I make Ken do it, he doesn't want to, but he groans and goes along with it because he has no spine.
Now, right. It's more like I just want to get the show over with and I don't want to f***ing argue about it.
Exactly. Like I said.
Right. You take it like a bitch, is what we're trying to say.
Right.
Get my will is iron and resolute.
And that makes it funnier.
Or maybe I'm just obstinate. I don't know.
Plus, then when you do it anyway, you like make all this shit up. It's really a no-lose.
Unreliable narrator.
It's a no-lose proposition, basically.
It's always great, one way or the other.
Yeah. It always works itself out somehow.
Your mom has a no-lose proposition.
Plus, this episode...
No-lose weight proposition, maybe.
Geranger 26 was written by Inoue.
Oh, yeah, that's a recipe for...
That's supposed to be a selling point? This is by Fies Inoue.
Well, I guess it is 90s Inoue, at least.
Is Inoue just one person, or is it just sort of a name that gets passed down?
Like a title?
So well, like, they have those.
Like that director title that for someone who doesn't want to put their name on a film?
It's like Dr. Fate. It just kind of gets passed down.
No. Mickey.
Or the B.
The B.
And it's not the director title that you take to just have your name on the film. That's executive producer.
Ah.
What is that name they use? I can't think of it right now.
Executive producer.
No. There's like a specific fake name.
Oh.
Like a something Alan something Smithy. Film. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, the Alan Smithy, yeah. Isn't there a movie about a guy whose name was Alan Smithy? And
yeah.
Was,
yeah.
Yeah. That was very
so maybe Inoue is like the Alan Smithy name. If it's one of the terrible script, they just changed the name to Inoue.
Well, you know, that would really explain the drastic gulf between the writing of Agito and the writing of Fies.
Except everyone who writes under that name does have a tendency of throwing people in rivers.
Well, I mean, it's just a trope that goes with the name now.
Yeah. Names are running gag.
They have to keep up appearances that it's a single person.
Although the really cool part with Agito is that when Agito got thrown into a river, it unlocked his mid-season upgrade form.
That's kind of meta.
And then, of course, since he never got thrown in a river again, he never got to use that form, except for that one time.
Oh, so that was when he got Trinity.
Yeah.
Okay. Sad that I know exactly which form you're talking about and I haven't seen it yet.
Like a baptism thing?
Well, that probably was the symbolism intended in the show, actually.
Wow.
Watch the manga show.
Because religion means deep in Japan. Don't you know that? Haven't you seen Evangelion?
No.
You're better
lucky
for it,
you.
No.
That's the one that makes the Power Ranger bikes out of.
Yes. That never actually came out, fortunately.
That's a shame.
Those didn't come out, but we got the Phone Braver Rangers. Figure that one out. Yeah, did you
Bandai.
Did you have that out when I was there?
No, I was in the box. If I'd remembered, I would have made you play with it.
If I would have remembered, I would have had you get out.
Contact.
If I remember you had it, I would have played with it.
I've ever heard.
Here, play with this.
No.
It's like when I'm LG Revenge of the Fallen Blazemaster.
Stop crying and do it.
You know what's funny is Blazemaster fell down behind my bed like 2 years ago, and it's like, whatever. Okay, so what are we watching next week?
I thought you just...
I thought you were forcing that upon us.
I didn't know if it took or not, so.
It really
does
didn't.
It matter?
Does it matter? We don't have a choice. It's not democracy.
We don't have to think of anything else, at least. I mean, there is that.
That's true.
Oh, God. More Z-Ranger.
Whereas the next awesome episode of Bioman we get, we are
getting. But wait a minute, XB.
Well, yeah.
Okay, only to stop and say, the whole reason that you're wanting to do this is because Z-Ranger didn't get a fair shake last time. We're going to have two episodes of Go Buster plus.
You know, you make a good point.
Because it's like, are we going to really be like, you know, unless it's a something good, we're not going to give a shit about it again.
You make a good, you make a good point.
Because Go Buster's is the end of the series next week. Oh, wait.
We have any episode of five episodes of Bioman freshly subbed.
We haven't talked about Bioman or Live Man yet. We
talked about Bioman.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did, but not of the new sub.
Oh yeah.
No,
I'm
waiting
for terribly great so far. Just like regular great.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the subs to get past episode 10 to find the next big thing after that.
The new yellow.
Well, I don't think
so far the best thing, the greatest thing that happened in episode 5 was when Green's pretending to be evil and it hits on that 7-year-old.
So how about something American that's only one episode?
How about some Ryu Kendo?
I don't know if we can get Ryu Kendo. Is that up on KRDL? If it's not, we're going to have a hard time getting it off the torrents because they're so old.
I thought TV Nihon seeded their torrents, though, don't they?
Theoretically...
Theoretically, no. Miscellaneous. Let's see.
In the way that we all see your mother, but nothing will ever grow.
Can't think of Ryu Kendo.
Oh, that was good.
Yep, it's up on there.
We have. Yep. Okay.
What is Ryu Kendo?
The predecessor to Takara Tomy's.
Tamika Hero Rescue Force.
Yeah, it's basically Takara Tomy's. Tokusatsu.
Oh, okay.
Takara Toku.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
Okay, now we need an episode of it to watch.
We already did the already did the one with the bathroom.
We already did the best episode. Yeah. Yeah, we did the best episode already, so what's left?
Well, okay, let's just choose the way we choose everything when we choose a new series. Let's look at the episode titles and pick the most awesome one.
All right, so Wikipedia with us. Huh? Paladin? What?
Oh, it was taking a minute to load. I didn't see if the titles were on it.
Oh, episodes.
About Tunnel of Perplexity.
What number?
30. Wait, 34, the world's largest umbrella.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Motion carried.
So 34?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Episode 34 of Ryu Kendo, the world's largest umbrella.
That sounds exciting.
Wow.
Yikes.
This is the best way to choose episodes to watch.
It really is. A runner-up would have been 41. Ryujino becomes a doll.
That sounds too straightforward.
I guess. Well, 40 sounds good, too. Worst maneuvers in history?
Japanese episode titles.
Ultra Magnus dies.
God. Those titles for Headmasters are really not.
Well,
they're the most spoilery episode titles. It's like.
Then 17. How about a nightmare?
The Japanese.
Headmasters was Toei, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still do that shit. Like in Digimon Tamers, the episode where Leomon dies. It's called.
Yeah, but that's not much of a spoiler. It's Leomon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the episode's like titled Leomon dies.
That's like in your episode, a Digimon Digivolves.
Yeah, no shit.
Or like calling an episode of Frontier, this show sucks ass.
You should do like
Japanese, Frontier was good.
Japanese titles for American movies where it would be like, Rosebud is a sled.
Monkey falls off the building.
He's a ghost the whole time.
This entire series was a dream in the other one.
This was a dream.
Samuel L. Jackson is the bad guy.
The Matrix is a virtual reality world.
Snakes on a plane.
Bullshit.
Snakes are on a plane.
They all get laid and somebody f***s a pie.
Oh, I got a good one. Purple Hulk in space.
What?
Good job, Paladin.
Soylent Green is people.
It was Earth all along. There's a Statue of Liberty.
It's a cookbook.
No, Mickey. It was Earth all along. There's rape gangs.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's a cookbook. Oh.
There really was a thing on the wing.
Episode 17. How about a nightmare?
No, thanks.
No, I'm good. Oh, sorry. Okay. Next week, maybe? Hey, check next week.
But yes, we're going with world's largest umbrella.
Yes.
That's right. How can we not?
Yeah, I mean, with a title like that,
spoiler warning,
it's
going to
be the world's largest umbrella in it, too.
Oh, it probably will, but it might be more entertaining than some things.
Now, look, this Car Ranger episode was perfectly entertaining if you would actually watch Car Ranger.
Well, that.
Yeah, that's probably the thing. I started to download some of it, but you know what? I'm watching so many things right now, I just can't do it. I'm just going to watch the one.
Yeah, well, Car Ranger comes out so...
Isn't that your defense of, like, half the writer shows we review, though?
I know,
Car Ranger comes out so infrequently that you can kind of fit the shows you're watching.
Sorry.
I'm trying to... I'm still trying to get through...
Yeah, but so many things are coming out all at the same time. I don't give a shit about something, I'm not really going to bother.
Yeah.
I usually wait till stuff gets batched up anyway, so...
Yeah, I need to start doing that, because I
think it's too good for us Toku fans right now. I don't like it.
I know. It's
yeah, because the bottom is going to fall out. Like,
I know. Soon. There's too many good groups like actually doing decent subs as opposed to, I don't know, TV Nihon.
Yeah, the bottom is going to fall out.
Wait, they sub all their series ever?
No.
Slowly.
I had to explain to someone why TV Nihon sucked last week.
There really is no explaining why TV Nihon sucks. It's just something that you have to understand.
Okay, like, explain this to me, because like some of my Brit friends are like still waiting for the TV Nihon subs of like Wizard and shit. I'm like, why? Why would you do that? Does that make any sense? I don't know.
Are we supposed to answer the question, or is this the question you're posing to them?
It's kind of a discussion.
Like the only thing in Nihon subs that I kind of prefer is how they translated one word. That's it.
Okay. Here's one of the arguments I was presented with, but they're already formatted for Apple TV.
So are the SD.
That was the argument. I'm like,
yeah.
Apple TV.
So you're lazy, which want to say you can't run it.
He has Apple TV. And why is that a standard for, like, why? Like, what, because it's an AVI file?
That's the thing, you know, the hard sub stuff, the subgroups basically call that the toaster version universally.
Yeah. Because it'll play on your toaster.
Yeah.
It'll play on anything.
Yeah, it's not a term of endearment.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if I need that, I have Handbrake on my computer.
Just pull
it up, encode it. It takes maybe 5-10 minutes.
You know what I have? I have PS3 Media Server where it will do it as I watch the episode.
Well, my PS3 is a piece of shit, so I can't do that.
I have a laptop I can just hook up to my TV via HDMI and watch it, stream it from there.
You know what I really hate? I people don't have the same technological abilities as me. That's bullshit. Why shouldn't they all have what I have?
Yeah, but Mickey, you have a Mac. You can't do anything yourself.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, any PS3 will do it, though.
But if they don't have a computer, they're capable of streaming directly to their 50-inch plasma screen. Well, f*** them.
Yeah.
They don't deserve to have a good version.
Right.
They get toaster subs.
That's Do you have a 50-inch plasma, Mickey?
No.
I don't really see how you can hold that over them,
complexes.
Yeah, I do understand that, though.
But, Ken, if you have a PS3, it'll still play it.
My PS3 will not work.
It doesn't work at all?
Well, it'll turn on, but...
Oh, well, if it's broken, then it won't play anything.
Yeah, so my PS3... So I just re-encode stuff, stick it.
At that point, it's just a brick.
It's a big brick, too, because it's the original version.
Oh, yeah, that's what I had that fucking thief stole.
Yeah, So I just re-encode it. I stick it on a thumb drive, plug it into my Xbox, and I'm good.
I want to re-dub that line and say, stick it into my asshole, and
it works.
And it works.
I scream it right into my colon.
It's super effective.
So that's where your dopant port is.
Yeah.
Speaking of, have streaming? You uploaded that video yet?
What, Fort Max?
The video of the cat with the cat.
Oh, I forgot to do that.
Yeah, where's that?
Huh? It's the same place where JD's Starscream is that he's supposed to send me.
Everyone, yesterday I looked at it. I was like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to try to box that up. Huh.
What the hell is Fort Max talking about?
When XP came to visit, we took his dopant memory and set it on Smilodon and crammed it into my cat. He was very happy.
Awful, but it sounds funny, too.
Oh,
well, it's like that vague conversation I had with Mickey after he sent me those files last week. It's all in how you say it.
Right.
I'm so glad I brought the dopant memory with me.
His cat's not.
Let's see what it's set on right now.
My cat's never very happy.
It's a cat.
Weather.
I'd have to go through the whole thing again to get back to weather. Not worth the trouble.
Money.
I think we're past that, too.
Sweet!
Yes.
Sweet!
Because I think money's the one after T-Rex.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, now I want to go check Guy Memory prices again on eBay.
Oh, so I checked the prices for the Bio-Robo and Bio-Dragon today on eBay. Oppressive.
Really?
Yes, $900.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about average for every Sentai before 2000.
Okay, here we go.
Money!
Yes! Yeah. Man. I'm excited for you to get your double driver, because that's going to be awesome.
Yep, only another month or so to go.
If you get it.
Quiet you.
You'll get it.
A month or so.
I hope you get it, you know.
Why is it a month or so?
Because they sold it to me when they were accidentally out of stock and the computer had an error.
Accidentally.
And so... They are getting another shipment in October and they are saving me one. So
He ordered it from CS Toys while Mr. S was in America. And so nobody was actually watching what the store system was doing.
Oh, well, that's CS Toys. That's probably better odds in some places.
Yeah, like I mean...
HLJ or something, you'd be f***ed.
Yeah, like, oh, we will definitely, surely, most likely, probably get that in. No.
If they do get it in, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, then I'll just be sad forever.
Yep.
I'll go hang out with Johnny Depp on the rain.
Nice.
I'll turn the saturation down on life. Bump up the contrast.
Bump up the jam.
Pump it up. Ah, push it.
Push it. Push it real. So I changed my pre-order from Amazon to my local comic shop for my Super Robot Chogokin Megazord.
Okay.
Love my shop. But it probably means I'm going to get it later.
Probably, definitely.
I'm supporting my shop. And they're giving me like the same price, so that's awesome.
Good thing to do.
I know you should have taken me and Kilby over to that comic book store when we were in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know. That way he could have bought more copies of things he already owns.
Well, you got to
give
him
another copy
of
MP10. I'm sad he won't hear me say that to rub that in.
And on that note, that'll be the show for this week. Because, really, there's nowhere left to go.
But down.
Through the floor.
JD's enjoying it a little too much.
What?
Yeah. All right, so next week is Ryukendo 34, the world's largest umbrella. Anything else before we go?
No.
Can we go?
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
I'm going right now.
Oh, God.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at superhero_time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
So I got to figure out a way to get the fusion states because I want it.
Middleman.
Mandarake.
Yeah, whatever. Same difference, basically.
I'm just going to have to shop around, I guess.
I wonder if Meteor Fusion States is going to be one of those ones that actually people want.
Exclusive, so probably not.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not a popular exclusive, it won't be very expensive to get off Mandarake later. Now, the Space Iron Man probably will be a little worse.
More than a little.
Well. But who wants those anyway?
I'm glad.
She looks too angry.
She's angry she looks, sexy.
She looks mad that she's a sexy
You look
coward
sexy
wife.
When you're angry.
I don't know what the blue one's supposed to be.
Sad.
Mm.
But why is he sad?
Because he's blue.
Because he's blue.
But blue is a happy color.
They don't transform, and that's just, you know.
Well, figure arts never transform.
That doesn't matter. Yeah,
doesn't
I gotta
it?
Get that fusion state. I must
but
have
it's
it.
So purple.
That's why I love it.
But Meteor isn't purple.
No, but that doesn't matter because...
But it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's purple.
Superhero Time. 次回もよろしく!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.